I'm Kieran Lewis with your latest political news stories. Firstly, let's head to the US, where Democrats contender Hillary Clinton has said her race with Bernie Sanders is done, even though there are still months of primaries to go. In an interview, she said she would be the nominee for the party, and there's no way she wouldn't be. Bernie Sanders has vowed to keep fighting until the party's convention. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn said the Chilcot report, due to be released on July the 6th, would show ex-Prime Minister Tony Blair made a deal with President Bush on the Iraq War in 2002. At a speech earlier in the week, he said there were no weapons of mass destruction. It's been another busy day in EU referendum campaigning. Number 10 has agreed to a cross-party initiative to exclude the NHS from terms of TTIP after 25 rebels threatened to side with Labour and SNP to amend the Queen's speech to include safeguards. Votes Leave have described this as a humiliating climb down. Preeti Patel, campaigning to leave the EU, said doing so would save Britain's curry houses. The minister claimed the government's biased immigration policy prevented talented chefs outside the EU from coming to the UK to work. Labour's Keith Vaz, who backs Remain, accused her of using EU migration as a scapegoat. Meanwhile, Shadow Europe Minister Pat Glass has apologised for calling a voter a horrible racist after being recorded at the end of an interview with BBC Radio Derby. UKIP said it showed contempt for people's concerns. In Wales, Carwyn Jones has unveiled his new Welsh government. The new cabinet includes the Lib Dems' single AM Kirsty Williams, who will be Education Secretary. There have been two promotions for Vaughan Gething at Health and Ken Skate at Economy. Williams' position depends on a successful vote at a special conference over the weekend. Junior doctor leaders feel an uphill struggle to convince the profession to accept a new contract agreed with ministers yesterday. The terms of the contract are due to be voted on next month. Finally, four peers are no longer members of the House of Lords after not attending any proceedings in the last year. They are Lord Bridges, Lord Neil of Bladen, Lord Thomas of Macclesfield, and Baroness Lady Thomas of Wallacewood. You're up to date.